Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2060, recorded on Thursday, the 9th of May, 2019. Hello, I am Sophie Yeomans, and I'm joined today by...
Don Cleaver.
Today, we'll have our usual mix of items with news from the Eastern Evening News about the city, plus some letters to the Evening News, and in this part we have a feature telling us about the new Bishop of Norwich. Today, you will also find a second memory stick in your wallet, which is this month's Norfolk magazine, produced by our magazine team a couple of days ago. First of all, a warm welcome to our new listener, Derek Cully of Old Cossey. We hope you enjoy our choice of items from this week's newspaper and the monthly magazine.
So, we'll start off with some of those news items. There is no prize for guessing the story of the week. Not everyone will have heard of Norwich City Football Club's promotion to the Premier League, but it's been difficult to miss. With a win in the last game of the season and a celebratory parade through the city. So there is pride in the football club. We are also very proud in the city of the cathedral, and this week we have been introduced to a new Bishop of Norwich to replace Bishop Graham James, who retired earlier this year. Couple that with news of a rather noticeable building, the Royal Hotel in the centre of the city, and a revamped tourist campaign, and it all paints a vibrant picture of activities in Norwich this week. Thousands of Norwich fans turned the city yellow and green as they lined the streets to pay tribute to the championship's title winners. The May Day bank holiday turned into a day of unbridled joy as the Canaries lifted the championship trophy from the balcony at City Hall, and families cheered the Norwich City players as they paraded through the streets on an open-top bus. And the promotion party continued into the afternoon as nearly 20,000 fans headed to Carrow Road to see Canaries players from across the years take part in a celebration match for club de legends Les Woolahan and Russell Martin.
The new Bishop of Norwich has spoken of the honour, excitement and surprise at taking up the role. The Right Reverend Graham Usher will become the 72nd Bishop of Norwich and succeed the Right Reverend Graham James. Bishop Graham is currently the Bishop of Dudley. Following the announcement, Bishop Graham visited a number of locations within the diocese, including a local housing trust, a primary school garden and outdoor reflective space, a church after school club run by volunteers, and culminating in a special evensong at Norwich Cathedral. On his appointment, Bishop Graham said, "It's a great honour and somewhat daunting to be nominated as Bishop of Norwich. I'm excited to have been called to serve among the people of Norfolk and Waveney." As Bishop of Dudley since 2014, Bishop Graham has served the people of the Diocese of Worcester. He's chaired the Church's Housing Association of Dudley and District, which provides the women's refuge, housing for homeless teenagers, and residential support for elderly people who live with long-term mental ill health. Bishop Graham will be formally enthroned as Bishop of Norwich at Norwich Cathedral in late autumn, and he will begin his public ministry in the Diocese of Norwich following this.
Plans are being made to bring one of Norwich's most well-known former hotels back to life. International investment company Turnit Capital has lodged a bid to reopen the Royal Hotel on Bank Plain more than 40 years after it closed. The firm wants to convert the first, second and third floors of the building, which were designed by Edward Boardman in the 1800s, into a hotel, with global brand Accor lined up to operate it. Renovations would be made to the upper floors of the building, and there are plans to install a rooftop bar and restaurant. The move could create around 40 jobs.
It has placed Norwich on the map as a go-to tourist and business destination. But a rebrand of a marketing campaign is aiming to reach new heights. Norwich Business Improvement District and Visit Norwich have rebranded the Norwich, the City of Stories campaign as part of Norwich City Council's 2040 vision, Bringing Together. It hopes to bring a contemporary and fresh new look across the city ahead of 2020, including new tourist signs around Norwich, which are due to be unveiled in the summer, and a new look map featuring 8 new districts, pinpointing historic and interesting things to do and see. As part of its rebrand, the City of Stories has been given a new logo. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "As a progressive city, we have created a fresh, confident and vibrant look which will help raise awareness of Norwich as a must-visit destination."
Preparing music and performing art students for the world of work is becoming increasingly important, according to lecturers at a Norfolk college. Staff in the Performing Arts Department at City College Norwich feel that the multidisciplinary approach and practical elements of its courses are giving their students an edge in a competitive and growing industry. The college has invested significantly in creative arts in the past 8 years, with more than £5 million ploughed into a new building comprising space for digital arts, traditional arts, and design, fashion, and performing arts rehearsal spaces, which opened in September 2013. The college's music and music production courses see a wealth of genre, from popular indie and electronic styles to jazz, hip-hop, and classical instrumental performances. The diverse and autonomous approach is proving its worth. Around half of the students from the 2018-19 cohort have confirmed university places to study music or music production degrees.